Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We will begin this hour talking some NBA with the coach, David Thorpe. He is kind enough to join us early on a Monday morning with TrueHoop.com. And Coach, thanks for the time as always. It's good to talk to you, and we kicked this around obviously a lot in the first hour of the show. How does that happen last night in Phoenix? A 64-win team throughout the regular season with a 2-0 lead in the series against the Mavericks to go out there in a Game 7, and you scored 27 points at halftime, and to get blown out like that against Dallas.
I mean, normally, as I told you guys off air, when a team runs out of gas, and that's not a team collectively, it's normally a player or two. They just have nothing left, and I thought Phoenix, Chris Paul specifically, looked like that had happened. And then also Luka played great, and then early on, I got that big lead. Those first few shots was a kind of an omen. And then the other part was I thought tactically Phoenix really failed to take advantage of Ayton early on. Every shot was a tough mid-range contested shot, whereas in other games of the series, if not most of the games of the series, they did a good job of finding Ayton, making Dallas pay for being so small and just getting buckets inside. And they didn't really do that. And then when they did, Ayton missed a couple chippies, but they were already down double figures at that point. I thought they just kind of lost their heads early. And that's a sign. I mean, that's your lead guard. That's, you know, Booker missed shots that he sometimes makes, but they were tough shots. Dallas deserves credit. I thought Chris Paul was absent. And then I also thought that there was no fight. If you watched that Milwaukee-Boston series, I mean, that was a bloodbath. Mm-hmm. Those two teams were playing NBA championship-level defense and giving it amazing effort. The first foul in this game happened with 8:01 left in the first period. But at that point in the East, they were both in the bonus. Like, yeah, they were fighting each other. And I thought that was to Dallas's huge advantage, that Phoenix didn't bring that extra energy. But I think they just were lacking.
How about the improvement by Jason Kidd as a coach and doing it? And you remember how bad Dallas had been defensively the last few years.
Yeah, yeah. Someone was texting me about that this morning. I thought Jason Kidd was a terrible coach his first go around. Mm-hmm. He certainly improved a lot. I've said many times, coaches are allowed to get better just like players are.
Yeah.
And he definitely has. Their offense is very basic, but they know how to play it. And they have this, you know, incredible superstar talent in Luka orchestrating everything. But Spencer had played great last night. Jalen played great in some other games. Brunson and played very well last night, too. Everyone kind of buys in the role really well. And you got to give Jason a lot of credit for that.
All right. So then let's get into the Western Conference Finals. And in a series featuring Steph Curry, I'm still going to call Luka the best player on the court. We talk about this all the time when it comes to a seven-game series in the NBA, Coach. Luka is the best player on the court in this series. Golden State, their power rating out here in Las Vegas and beyond is astronomical. But what are your early thoughts here on this spot with the Mavericks and the Warriors going at it?
Well, Gary Payton's out, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the way it looks, yep.
That's a problem. They need that extra defender for sure. You know, Golden State, I think, is going to struggle. They don't love switching. They play drop coverage a lot. They'll actually show and recover on screens, which means, for example, someone like Wiggins will stay on Luka. When they set a ball screen, there'll be a big guy helping, and then he normally likes to recover. I think they're going to have to try to get Luka to turn the ball over more. He had 3 turnovers the last 2 games in the series combined after averaging 5. He had 25 turnovers the first 5 games. And obviously, Dallas was down 2-3 at that point. Golden State's going to have to scramble more, trap more, targeted traps. In some of these games during the regular season, I saw them play a trapping zone. I think, and part of it's because Draymond Green was out in one of those games, at least one of those games, the last one in March. And so I think they're going to have to scramble up and get Luka to be less efficient. He'll still score a bunch. They just, you know, there's no one that can guard this guy. It's just like LeBron that way. And I think Dallas is going to be strained to handle Golden State's offense, which we call the Cuisinart. Looney is a very important player in this series. They're going to have to play more defensive guys, I think. Jordan Poole might play a little bit less because of it, which is to Dallas's favor because Jordan's such a great scorer. I give Golden State a very, very slight edge. I just started breaking down film this morning, but it is with great respect to what Dallas is doing defensively and then Luka's pure talent. I see this series probably going 6 or 7 games. I give a slight edge to Golden State now, but again, I need to watch a lot more tape before I make a real decision.
Why was this obvious to you that Luka was going to be a star? I mean, your line was he's a kid and he's dominating against men. But there were teams that passed on him and even had former coaches that knew Luka on their staff, and they still didn't take him in the draft.
Well, number one, those guys don't have a draft selection. The owner pretty much does. I don't know what the reason Phoenix didn't take him. I don't know what Igor said. That's the coach you're talking about with the Suns when he was the head coach. I think that the EuroLeague is the second best league in the world, and this mm-hmm. guy was the MVP of the regular season, the MVP of the finals, the champion of the tournament, the regular season. He's LeBron James of Europe in terms of impacting wins, not just he plays differently to some degree, and he's a killer. That's the other thing. I don't know who that Suns fan was or fans were on the court that were drawing his attention early on, but I just thought, oh, what are you guys doing? That's just not the guy to pick on. He thrives on being doubted, like Jordan. He makes stuff up almost. Like, no one really doubts him, but he, in his mind, they do, and he's a killer, just an absolute killer.
They asked him after the game last night if he knew that he had 27 points at halftime, as many as the Suns, and he laughed. He goes, oh, yeah, I knew.
Yeah, these guys, I mean, listen, you follow golf. You know after every major match in golf, if you go through the majors, they every player comes in the clubhouse, and the first thing he says to the media is he goes through all of his shot selection on every single round. Well, do you do that when you play? I don't do that when I used to play before I had twins. But these guys know everything. Like, this is what they do for a living. Yeah. It's like reading a novel for first graders. They know all this kind of stuff. Of course he knows. This is Luka Doncic. Yeah. So, no surprise there.
Yeah, I know you well. I think listening to you and reading your stuff for a while, I think you love this Miami team. Just about player development, drafting, Riley putting this together, and maybe the most disrespected one seed we've seen in a long time. You agree?
Yeah, I've never felt like there was this great drafting team. I think they're exquisitely coached. And I don't just mean Coach Spo. The staff gets credit. This is a franchise that likes their G League guys. Actually, that is not the case everywhere, just so you know.
Okay.
And they select their G League guys. They develop them. They enrich them with spirit and with belief and with structure and how they're trying to play. And then those guys bubble up into being rotation players in the NBA. So they are the model franchise with that, in my opinion. In a way that Spurs used to be copied, now I think it's the Heat and what they're doing and this kind of player they're getting with high capacity to work, high capacity to learn. And they are legit. And Jimmy Butler is right there with Luka and Giannis and Tatum, absolutely capable of controlling a series on both ends.
Okay. So how do you think this one plays out then? When you have Butler on one side and Tatum on the other and two great coaches and, you know, the one seed and the two seed going at it and both teams playing exceedingly well.
It's really going to be tough. It's hard to pick this because I think Boston's a better team. And if Boston didn't just go through what they went through and had it, like if they didn't start till Wednesday or Thursday, I would favor Boston in the series prohibitively, to be honest. Robert Williams, especially coming back they beat Milwaukee without him. It's pretty amazing. I know Milwaukee was missing Middleton. Trust me. And that's a bigger loss team for Milwaukee. But the fact that they have to turn around and fly today, I think that kind of mitigates the slight advantage that Boston has. And we're looking at a 7-game series. These are two incredible teams. I think that the defensive length for Boston and the fact that they can play two bigs frequently and really muck up the paint is a big favorite for them. Now, Miami is maybe the best shooting team in the league, but to shoot well against this team in this kind of matchup, meaning the winner goes to the NBA Finals, is a bit of a stretch. You can't just assume Miami's going to shoot that well. So a lot of their players have never done it at that stage, and they've really not been pushed the way that Boston's been pushed, certainly in this series. And then remember, they knocked off the Nets and actually was a closer series than what the numbers would indicate at 4-0. So I think I give Boston, again, a very, very slight edge. But the fact that they'll probably start out down 1-0 makes it a little tougher. Yeah. But I haven't watched any tape on them just yet. I focused on the West this morning. But right now, my sense is Boston's slightly better.
The lottery's tomorrow. What do you think you would do with if you had the number one pick? Or who should go number one?
I wouldn't take Chet Holmgren, I don't think. I think from people I've talked to, I do think he can be a Marcus Camby 2.0 type of player, which is a defensive demon, a rebounder, a shot blocker, and then a 3-point shooter. But I'm hearing he thinks he's much better than that. Well, I'm not so sure that's the case. So if he buys into playing the right way, I do think he's an excellent starter in the league. But you got to get him to want to play that way and not try to be like a Kevin Durant or a Paul George or someone. And I think that maybe is who he thinks he is. He's also going to be very weak for a while. Ayton changed his game, and that really helped him, although we didn't see it last night. But he's had a very good last couple of years. I think Chet needs to do less, and he'll end up producing more. I like Paolo from Duke, and I like Jabari from Auburn, without watching a ton of tape in them just yet. I normally start after this lottery, but they'd be my first two choices, or I'd look to trade down. I don't know that either one is – I don't have either guy rated as high as I do Mobley and Barnes and maybe even Cunningham. So I'd probably trade down and try to get another pick too.
Like 30 seconds here. Tell us what you have coming up this week at TrueHoop.com.
Oh, for sure we're going to focus on these two finals. These are very different kind of teams and all outstanding. And I think they all really value defense. For a while, each of these teams I think has been like leading the league in defense. So – I think we're going to lock in on what can be a difference maker, and I'll finish with this. Boston had four wins with four different players really coming out and being stars, to include Grant Williams, this last one.
Yeah,
I think depth is a big, big deal, and that's why I kind of favor the teams that I do right now.
Concur. You're the best. Have a good week.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
VSEN Spring Specials here, $59. You get everything VSEN has to offer from now to the end of July. If you want the full VSEN experience, daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream whenever you want it, plenty of golf majors coming up this week. We have another one. The cost only $59 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now, VSEN.com/spring.
Okay, to go over what Coach Thorpe just said 5 minutes ago on the program, TrueHoop.com, frequent guest on this program, so good on the NBA. Right now, he's watching film on the Western Conference. As of this minute, he said he would give a slight edge to Golden State. He expects to go seven games, but he said very slight edge to Golden State to win this thing as of right now. I was watching the post game last night on TNT, and they were asking like Shaq and Barkley who they would put on Luka, and they kicked around defensively what you want to do.
Oh, I thought you were going to say when Shaq wouldn't make a pick.
And then
Barkley's like, I'm going to call my bookie. And then,
That was a good back and forth. It's a fabulous, come on. It's the best studio show.
He was pissed. He was right. I mean, no one would make a pick. It's like, come on. Check. I'm going to watch the first couple games.
I need to know. I'll watch the first two games.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, that's great. But Barkley said he scoffed at the notion of putting Draymond Green on Luka. Mm. They brought him up. He's like, oh, no, you can't put Draymond on Luka. He goes, it's unfair.
Yeah. Look what he just did to Aiden.
Yeah. Yes, correct. And he said, he's going to follow Draymond out of the game immediately. He's going to get called for a foul every single time he's on him. You can't put him on him. Mm. So they kicked around. And Thorpe said, it's going to have to be Wiggins without saying it. And that's kind of what they said last night, too. Wiggins probably going to have to be the guy.
I was shocked by the series price. Shocked. It also hurt my feelings because I have 25-1 to win the title and 12-1 to win the conference. Maybe I can cash one of these like you do on a weekly basis. But
I would say that in my opinion, the Mavericks are live to win this series. Absolutely,
they can
live.
Win the whole thing.
Yes, they can.
Remember, they went to Boston late and won when Boston was on fire.
I think
won that game. The acquisition of Dinwiddie was enormous. And
he's been terrific.
Yeah, he's a good player. But that loss with Luka getting hurt and the other guys finding themselves and gaining confidence was so big. And was it Sports Odds History? Thanks to the guy who sent this in on Twitter. They're the third team ever to win the first two rounds as a dog of $2 or higher. The 95 Rockets and the 89 Bulls. Michael Jordan was that big of a dog?
They can go back-to-back-to-back here.
Back-to-back-to-back, yeah.
In addition to having the Celtics 18-1 to win the East, I did bet them 2-1 to win the title last night, the Celtics. They're $1.70 here. They will be favored over the Mavericks. And I did the math last night. Golden State will probably be a small favorite over Boston if that's the matchup. So if you want to do the rollover parlay, you'll get better than 2-1, probably. But I don't want to take that chance because I think Dallas can beat Golden State.
Absolutely.
And
Draymond Green's a liability out there on offense.
Yes, he is.
He's a reluctant shooter. His offensive game is broken.
Yep.
And then these other guys who they put out there, like, but can't guard anybody. So it'll be interesting to see how much of a liability they are defensively, how many minutes they get. And I agree with Thorpe that the loss of Peyton's huge.
This may come back to haunt me, but based on some of the stuff I was looking at last night, I actually think Boston would have a more difficult matchup against Dallas than they would against Golden State. I think Boston against Golden State, I would lean heavily towards Boston winning that series. Boston, Dallas is like, boy, that's a really good series to me.
You have so many guys that can't defend the way it is on Golden State, and now you don't have Klay Thompson, who's not the same player since the injury.
Yep.
And that big thing is defensively. But then again, you saw that five-minute stretch against Memphis where they could just be raining threes, and there's nothing you can do.
That can happen from time to time.
Yeah, but Memphis is right there. But Dallas can do the same thing. I'm going to spread the floor on you. I'm going to go to work on you, and there's nothing you can do. I'll kick it out at Bullock, Finney-Smith, and Bertans, whoever, knocking it down.
If they want to go, by the way, they could go like a three-guard lineup if they wanted to. They could go Brunson, Luka, and Dinwiddie and just do the one-on-one isolation stuff the entire time and kick out for threes. Or they can also play those three individually they would like at the point guard. You're right, what you said earlier. Luka getting injured was a blessing in disguise to kind of unlock all of this now and seeing what we have now with this team.
Yeah.
And Luka
they
is
can,
just...
They can go up-tempo or they could slow it down and grind you out.
Yep.
And Luka can pound you down low.
Grinding, competing. Huh?
Gallant. Yeah, I did it again. We'll get to it. We got Gallant, yeah. Grinding, competing, working hard. Golden State over Boston is the top exact at William Hill, plus 250. Boston over Golden State, plus 325. Golden State to beat the Heat, 4-1. Miami over Golden State, plus 550. The biggest long shot is Dallas over Miami, 17-1 exacta. Heat over Dallas, 14-1. Yeah, Thorpe's right, too. Imagine if Boston wins game one, though. I mean, this is, even though Miami's laying two, this is that grueling physical series against Milwaukee, seven-game war, and now short turnaround, road game.
They have to play already on Tuesday night.
Did you see how many members of the 76ers in their exit interviews said, we lack mental toughness?
Almost all of them did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To a man.
Wow.
They all said that.
Yeah.
If the Heat take game one, I think at that point I will come back even with more on the Celtics to win the series.
Are they confident?
Well, the Heat are very good.
No, it's true. He said it's more, Thorpe said it's more about Spoelstra, but I think it's just how Riley and they run. He's a good coach, no doubt. But will guys like Vincent and Strews, and I don't know if Robinson gets on the floor, but and then Hero, I mean, what kind of series do these guys have? It's a whole world. It's a big difference going from Atlanta and then Philly. No mental toughness. Atlanta doesn't guard anybody against this historically great team defensively.
To what David Thorpe said again, right? Like four different guys stepped up, not named like Jason Tatum for the Celtics. You're going to get the Grant Williams game. You're going to have a Peyton Pritchard game. You're going to have an Al Horford game. Somebody's going to do it night in and night out for that team. Like the Bucks had nobody to do that yesterday. I mean, who played well? Lopez had a really good first half. Giannis was Giannis.
Yeah,
nobody else played well. I think the Heat, the problem with the Heat, they're going to need some of the others to play well. And
they shoot the three well, though.
Yeah, that they do. Well, we see Duncan Robinson this series.
I don't know. You're right. Hero a little shaky, too.
And that combination of Tatum and Brown can be so effective. So let's go to Jaylen Brown here first, fellas. Brown after the game last night talking about how, yeah, they like their chances against the Heat.
This is the group I feel like is poised enough to get it done. I feel like everything that we've overcome, all these battles and challenges and adversity that we've been through this season, as well as the challenge that we just had overcoming the defending champs, I think that we are prepared. I think that we're ready to take that next step. We just got to go out and take it. I know Miami is a team that's waiting for us. They're not going to back down. They're not going to give up. And neither are we. So I'm looking forward to it.
Another thing that concerns me with that was Jaylen Brown for the Celtics. But going back to the Western Conference here for a second, another thing that concerns me is how often Golden State, and they did this all the way back to like 2016, that year they won 73 games, how sloppy they play.
Oh, yeah.
In long stretches.
Yep, silly turnovers.
We saw the unforced errors, right, on offense. They got away with it against Memphis. I don't think they'll get away with that against Dallas. I know for a fact they will not get away with that against Boston, if that's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. If they play like that in stretches at all against the Celtics, game's over. And that's how the Celtics are going to win it then.
They have to do a better job playing with the lead. They blew three times they blew big leads against Milwaukee. And that can't happen either. They have to do a better. Sometimes there's when Tatum's on, he needs to get the ball as much as possible.
No question.
There's too many other guys shooting.
Yep.
And
they have to have a better feel for the hot hand when it's that dude, because he is an absolute superstar.
Yeah. And you're going to have that stretch where Smart's going to be jacking. I mean, Smart, for me, he takes too many shots too. But again, this isn't supposed to happen. Number one, you don't get upsets in the NBA. That's why crazy what Dallas has done. And then the other thing, well, the first round wasn't an upset. I think if you watch Utah play, it was the injury.
Mm-hmm.
But then for a team to be at 500 at the All-Star break and they're four wins away from going to the finals, and how they turned this around and guys finally bought in, and then how well they played defensively since January. Crazy.
The problem is the team could not hold a big lead in the first couple of months of the season. Again, in their first 40 games, they blew and lost four different 19-point leads. And I talked about that on January 6th. It was against the Knicks where they had a 25-point lead and they lost in regulation. And at that time, they were 18-21. They were tied with the Hawks for the 11 seed, out of the playoffs, not even in the play-in tournament at that point. And they were one of the worst fourth-quarter teams in the entire league. So they were good. They just didn't know how. It's like the Seinfeld reservation thing, right? You know how to take a reservation. You don't know how to keep the reservation. Like, they knew how to get a lead. They couldn't keep the lead. That was the biggest problem. And now, you know, here we are in the middle of May. Boy, oh boy, have they figured it out.
So did Jason Kidd.
Yes, he...
Coach is right. He was terrible on Milwaukee.
With Milwaukee.
Oh, he had freaking didn't know how to use him.
Had no idea.
It's like Mark Jackson with the Splash Brothers. Mm-hmm. Let me run a post up again for Jermaine O'Neal. What?
Yep. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, we'll go a little NFL. We had a chance to look a little bit deeper at the schedule. Some observations are coming up next, including something that hasn't been scheduled since the 1960s.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. Want more betting insights to give you an edge? Check out VSiN's Best Bet podcast. You can listen to daily sports betting highlights from the entire 24/7 stream of VSiN experts tracking line moves, odds, props, wins, losses, bad beats. Download the VSiN Best Bet podcast now, VSiN.com/podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, so with the NFL releasing their schedule last Thursday, late at night, and then we're back on the early Friday morning. Had a chance to glance at it on Thursday night, but really over the weekend, a time to dive in a little bit deeper to find some oddities or some quirks in the schedule. We can begin with Jacksonville, the team that had the number one overall pick. So, you know how it flipped last year, now 17 games. The AFC had 9 home, 8 road. Well, now it's the other way around. So they have 8 home games in theory, but one of them is a London game. So Jacksonville really only has 7 home games this year. That's it. And by the way, there was zero stretch at all throughout the entire season where they played back-to-back weeks at home. The London game throws it for a loop.
Mm.
So they don't go back-to-back home at all, not one time, but they have to play back-to-back road games three different times. And by the way, here's the stretch for Jacksonville, weeks 8 through 10, no bye week. In London, they're playing Denver. They come back home to take on a Raiders team with no bye again. And then they go and play at Kansas City. So they get Denver beefed up now because of Russell Wilson, and then two playoff teams from a year ago. Back to back to back.
I'd like the explanation. Green Bay was the other one, right? They say, we don't want the bye after the
They don't want the bye, right, yeah. So they're going to get it in week 14 rather than week 6, I believe.
And speaking of Green Bay and the bye, they get the Rams at home in December.
I saw that.
Weather could be a problem. And the Rams, I think they're coming off a tough game or short. And the Packers have the bye. So if that decides the one seed or something, you never know. But that really favors Green Bay in that matchup.
Well, on that note, are the Bears going to be good this year? Are they going to make an improvement?
I don't know.
Because here's why I'm asking the question. And a good observation I noticed over at CBS Sports. They don't play a single road game the entire month of December.
Really?
It's the first time it's happened for the Bears since 1964. So here's how it breaks down. The Bears get a home game against the Packers in week 13. That's December 4th. Then it's their bye week in week 14. It's six teams, I think, with a bye week in week 14. Again, that's fun for fantasy players, huh? But they have that bye week, and then they come back at home in weeks 15 and 16. They do play a road game in week 17, but that's on January 1st. So zero road games in the entire month of December for the Bears.
That is kooky. Pump the brakes on the Eagles maybe too. Four times they have a game on a short week. Four. Peter King was blown away by that.
Oh, four times this year.
Yes.
Okay, we've heard of three before. Have you heard of four before?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is tough.
Okay.
Opponent's got a big edge there.
Well, I think we know how Bill Belichick's going to approach this. The Patriots, they play in Arizona week 14. That's Monday night, December 12th. They then play out here in Las Vegas on a Sunday night game, December 18th. So back-to-back West Coast games, Cardinals then Raiders, one's a Monday night into a Sunday night. And that's during that stretch where they play four consecutive primetime games. Now, we saw this last year. I don't know what the league is doing with this, but I hope this is not a regular thing. We'll go to the Commander schedule. Remember last year when they announced the schedule and we noticed, wait, what are you doing with the Ravens and the Browns? Because they played each other where the Browns would play the Ravens, have a bye week, and then play the Ravens again.
Yes.
That happened again this year with the Commanders. They play back-to-back weeks, or back-to-back games, I should say, against the Giants.
Oh,
look
there
at the graphic on the screen.
I missed that.
Week 13 in New York against the Giants, bye week for Washington, week 15 against the Giants again. What are we doing here?
Man.
I thought that was going to be a one and done from last year and say, well, we figured out that problem. It's not going to happen again. Nope. At it again this year. The Texans are facing three teams that will be coming off of a bye this year, which is the most in the NFL. On the other end, there are seven teams who will be facing a total of zero opponents coming off of a bye. The Bills, Lions, Broncos, Buccaneers, Chiefs, Bears, and Commanders. So one of the worst teams in football a year ago, they have that up against it this year. And here's one more note. The Packers, Dolphins, Eagles, and Chiefs have, one big thing in common, as CBS put it. They're the only teams in the league that have to play three consecutive road games. Not ideal. NFL teams that get stuck with a three-game road trip on the schedule are 22-11 on those trips since 2018, believe it or not. Packers, weeks 4 through 9, they go home to the Patriots, London Giants, home to the Jets, backed up by road against Commanders, Bills, and the Lions. And then I noticed this too with the Dolphins. Weeks 13 through 18, they play on the road against the 49ers, Chargers, and Bills. We talked about that last Friday. That's just, so you got to come out to the West Coast, hang out here for 8 days, play the Niners, Chargers, then go back on the road to play the Bills. Then after that, they play on Christmas Day against the Packers. Then they play on New Year's Day against the Patriots. That's weeks 13 through 18 for the Dolphins.
Mm.
So some scheduling quirks with the NFL.
What'd you think of the Breeze story?
That the fact that he's going to be done in 1 year
The tweet, yeah. He's one and done, and then he tweeted, I may work for NBC, I may play football again, I may focus on business. A source close to Breeze told Peter King he will not be playing football in 2022. There was a report, too, he hated the studio thing.
Right, he wanted to do the game stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Which,
I don't know.
At least he probably recognized he's better at one than the other because the studio stuff, he was worthless.
Well, he wasn't well-received in both. He didn't say much on the Notre Dame games either when he was doing the football games.
Uh-huh.
But that's something about, okay, what, you played quarterback? Oh, okay, here's 15.
Why not?
Go ahead and do it. Although I found something interesting. Brady once, I think it was last year, Brady told LeBron, 90% of what I say, I don't think or feel. Think about that in interviews. So, I ripped him about being, you know, not going to give you much and cliches and stuff. And maybe it's the Patriot way because I'm concerned about him getting all this money and being a broadcaster now. That's a pretty,
because he's so guarded.
Quote. Yeah.
And that's the way it is. That's the way Belichick runs things up there.
Yeah.
I will say that I thought when Brady went on the Manning cast last year, he was solid.
Yeah, he was good.
And that was totally different.
Yeah.
Right?
But so, will he criticize people? You know, will he?
I said on Friday, I'll give him a chance. I just thought, you know, for Fox to give him $37.5 million is just, come on.
Yeah, the great unknown.
What are you doing here?
Yes.
Yeah. He might be awesome. But in his career.
But, to be the highest paid broadcaster ever, and he's never done it.
I also, I mean, for what it's worth, I thought his appearance on SNL was good. And what was it, TED 2?
Very good.
Yeah, the spot that they put him in is a little can be a little tricky.
Yeah.
But I thought that Brady kind of was pretty decent in that.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. Well, imagine what Manning would get now if he's like, I don't want to do the Manning cast.
Oh,
can you imagine what he would? Yeah, I'll do it. $50 million. Let's go. It's crazy, these contracts.
Actually, would if that became an open bid and some of those other windows, like let's say Fox or CBS would say, you know what, we'll put you on the 425 Eastern window. We want to have a Manning cast every single week. If they would do it late afternoon with him there instead of Monday Night Football, to make it an open market for him, they'd probably pay $50 million for that guy.
And I don't know. I can't speak intelligently about this topic, but Peter King got into it a little bit about bar owners are concerned. We got talked about a month ago with this Amazon and stuff with the Sunday Ticket moving about what will happen at sports bars. And he reached out to a couple sources, and they said there'll be an announcement. Maybe everything will be okay.
Okay.
But that could be a fiasco. Who knows? I don't know what that's going to be like.
Yeah.
With the Thursday night games, and then what happens with Sunday Ticket, with everything moving now with the streaming and
all
that.
Because it was all set up
whatever.
Before with one, like just you had like the main hub of the DirecTV, and you can just, you know, hook everything up to it.
720, whatever. Yeah,
sure.
This game's here.
Here with
game's
the apps, it's going to be something channel. Different on potentially on every single TV.
Awesome, yeah.
By the way, side note, Melvin Ingram signed with the Dolphins. That's a good signing. And, you know, speaking of Breeze, they signed not only Honey Badger, but they got Landry over the weekend. So now if Jameis can come back and play a full year, they're going to have, in theory, a healthy Michael Thomas, Olave, and Jarvis Landry.
I think you will see the drop-off, though, from Sean Payton.
Certainly possible.
It did not go well for Allen with the Raiders.
It did not. But maybe that culture there could be a little bit different.
Possible.
It could be a carryover. Their win total is 8 even money over in a 17-game schedule.
They own Tampa for whatever reason.
Absolutely they do. They're still going to have a dynamite defense. And the NFC is not even close to what the AFC is in terms of competition. 8 with the win total. They won 9 last year playing 4 quarterbacks. I think it's a low number if you're comfortable tying up this much money, you know, for a long session of time. Up next, we'll get into game and series prices in the NHL. They are not wasting time, Paulie. I mean, it's like bada bing, bada boom. Let's turn it around and get these games played. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Thank you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hockey playoff time rolls on. BetRivers has a special offer through the entire playoffs. Place three same-game parlays of $10 or more on each round and receive a $10 free bet at the conclusion of each round. It's the betting hat trick. Create your ideal combo with same-game parlays on the BetRivers app or at BetRivers.com. Right back into it tomorrow. Game 1, Florida 150 at BetRivers. Total of 6.5. Series price $1.50. I think the big goaltending edge, the Tampa Bay, will be the difference. Now, Florida is so damn potent, with 122 points and so many guys that can score, and what they did against Washington. I mean, what was it, the game 5, they're down 3-0. Next thing you know, they're up 5-3. But this guy's, he's fake. He's phony, how good Vasilevsky is. I mean, what he did to Toronto. The best team didn't win that series. The better team didn't win.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, he can just stand on his head, and there's nothing you can do. He's not giving up a goal.
Yep.
He's too good.
So the total here, 6.5, juiced 25 cents of the over. What do you think about that? 6.5 is going to be, I think, a very common number here between these two teams.
I was surprised that there was a couple low-scoring games against Washington. I don't know. It could be. Maybe you get these shootouts. They played a 9-3 and an 8-4 during the regular season. Yep. I don't know.
Point got hurt for Tampa. But I think that the Lightning are going to be able to score goals on this Florida team.
Yes.
And then will the Panthers, I mean, everything about this team says from the regular season, it didn't exactly go that way in every game against Washington, but this team should be able to keep up. I know Vasilevsky is the man, but this is a machine on offense with Florida.
Mm-hmm. Colorado is 220 and 6.5 in game 1 against the Blues. The series price is 410.
What would you need to bet the Blues? Are we close?
It's good enough. Yeah.
I actually think this is kind of in that territory. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the questions now about Colorado playoff time. What happened last 2 years ago, he just had too many injuries. But I think the goaltending here could – do you really trust Bennington? I mean, he had lost 9 straight playoff games before they won 2 in a row against the Wild. But the Wild
there's
also –
there's that, but also do you put anything into his history and what happened on their championship run?
I think that's too long ago. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I think –
the problem with that is it was fluky, and then also everybody said he wasn't really like a top-tier prospect.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really have it like in his bones to be this kind of a goalie that can carry him to, you know, a series-winning, you know, 7-game clincher against the Avalanche, per se.
Well, it was said by many people, but if they get great goaltending by out of Kemper, it's not fair.
Well.
And see how he adjusts after the eye injury and taking the stick to the eye. They St. Louis is also bailed out that Minnesota gave up so many soft goals.
I would agree with that.
Fleury a bunch and what happened in game 6 too. Carolina's $1.75 in game 1, so is Calgary. Series prices, Calgary 190, Carolina 210. I got to see what Anderson's status is. Ronta was great. Carolina, the home team, won all 7 in that Boston series, 38-1 when leading after 2. But what's the knock on the Rangers, right? The 5-on-5? Well, you can neutralize this power play, this top 5 power play they have, because you're going against the number 1 penalty kill.
Uh-huh.
And then what Igor am I going to get? The guy that's up going to win the Vezina and up for the MVP? Or the guy who struggled in a lot of the Pittsburgh series?
Well, plus,
he had some bad breaks, though, too.
Don't you really make home ice worth quite a bit here to Carolina? Because if it was flipped and they had to go to the Rangers, we saw that again last night with what Madison Square Garden can be like. And Olchek's on the broadcast, and he played there, and he's like, dude, this is the loudest spot in the entire country, or the entire sport. I would take his word for that.
Mm-hmm.
So now the fact that Carolina is going to be loud as hell on top of it, and they get potentially 4 games there compared to 3, that could be really big.
They beat them, they beat them 3 out of, and then you can't keep coming back like that. Carolina's not Pittsburgh.
I don't think that's going to happen. I mean,
it's a story. That's never happened before. You're down 3-1, and then you're trailing in game 5, 6, and 7. 5 and 6, you're down 2 goals. But they lost 3 out of 4 during the regular season. And the 2 games that stick out to me, late in the year with a division on the line, both in the Garden, Carolina beat them. And this is when Igor was on fire, too.
Mm-hmm.
The one game they lost, 2-0, I think the shots on goal were like 44-16 or something silly. Georgiev had the shutout in that game.
That's right.
But Carolina dominated, but they couldn't solve him in that.
Okay, so let me ask you this with the Flames and the Oilers. The battle for Alberta. And I'm so glad that we got this matchup. But will we see this series open up a little bit more than what we saw with Calgary and Dallas? Because Ottinger was so... I mean, you can make a case that he was the best player of the first round in the entire playoffs. He was that good. And again, they had 67 shots on goal last night to 28. And Calgary, it took overtime to beat them. That's nuts.
Oh, God.
But are we going to – this is now Mike Smith and the Oilers. Markstrom had a very good case to win the Vezina. He's not going to because Igor is going to beat him out for that, I believe.
Did we talk about that? Anderson wasn't even a nominee. What's the word?
We did. We brought it up earlier.
Did he?
He wasn't even one of the nominees.
Soros, yeah. I can't believe
don't know. I don't know how that was possible.
Wow.
But are we going to now see – because that Dallas-Calgary series was a dead nuts to the under pretty much every single – like periods, game betting. Does it open up a little bit more now because it is Edmonton?
Yeah, I don't know what Mike Smith I'm going to get. That's the thing. He's either Patrick Waugh or he's me my senior year.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't stop a damn thing, right? They were phenomenal in Game 7. Total domination. That's what both teams. But that's Quick. How about the game by Quick?
Oh, Quick was...
Yasumoto misses the wide-open net and hits the post, but that should have been 8-0 how well Quick played in
Game
7. I thought
Quick was amazing, yeah.
They did hit, the last time they played, it was 9-5, but they split 2-2 head-to-head. That's a tough call. Paul asked me while you were out. I know Vasilevskiy's probably got to be the guy, but Markstrom's right there for best goalie still left, I think.
Yeah.
But the year he's had.
He's been great.
But that's I don't know. You would think we'd get high-scoring games, but it comes down to also stay out of the box and don't put Edmonton on the power play. Draisaitl's banged up. I guess they all are at this time of year. But I'm excited. It's been too long since we've had the Battle of Alberta.
And these matchups are just across the board. Not only that one, but pretty much all of them right now in the second round. I get Colorado is a huge favorite, but the Blues are going to be pesky, I believe. Okay, so after the Leafs lost to the Lightning, and that I think I do agree with you. I thought they were the better team in the seven-game series. How, when they did not wrap it up in Game 6, how that played out, specifically the overtime period, and they were so good, and they could not get one past him. Yeah, you just kind of thought it was going to be tough for them to obviously win a Game 7. So it was emotional, for sure, after the game for a lot of their players, the organization. This is Mitch Marner after the loss in Game 7 to the Lightning.
This one's going to sting for quite a bit, so got to make sure everyone just, whenever they go home to the summertime, make sure that come back as a better team, strength-wise, faster, quicker. We're getting sick and tired of feeling like this, so we got to make sure we're ready for this upcoming season.
Got the hat pulled down over his eyes so you can't see him. He's choking up a little bit there. He definitely feels it, man, and a lot of them do. And he's right. We got not a single playoff series win since 2004.
Keith mentioned the respect thing too, because people thought they were soft and they were a laughing stock for what happened against Montreal, and then to what happened against Columbus in the bubble. But I'm sure they gained everyone's respect for how well they played in that series and how, I mean, they were the better team. Just sometimes you can't, not like Tampa's a joke, but you go against a hot goalie and they weren't going to solve him. He was too good. And you have to get breaks as well. And they couldn't do that. I mean, you thought the Tavares goal, but the pick, the interference call. But it's just, I know, don't do anything drastic. It's a good team. Don't make big changes. But it's such a hockey hotbed. And the media's all over this. But you got to win one of these. You've lost 10 in a row with a chance to clinch. 10 in a row?
Yeah, that can't happen.
And it's nine in a row since 2018. Look at the power play. That's the other thing.
1-for-18 going back.
Stars have to play like stars. And McDavid was awesome in Game 7.
Yes, he was.
But Matthews, some of these guys, you got to take over. Remember Messier, 94? Mm-hmm. We're down 3-2. Oh, we're going to win.
We're going to win.
Hat trick.
Yep.
Okay? That's what you do. Won the cup. If you're a superstar, you got to take over and dominate. And that hasn't happened. But the look at the power play and the penalty kill. Killed them since 2018, but you can't lose 10 in a row.
I would
10
say
in
this,
a row,
I mean,
with a chance to clinch, my God.
And again, it just so happens that they got the Lightning. If they get any other team in the East in that first round the way they played,
yeah,
I'm pretty confident in telling you that they win that series. I think they beat Florida the way that Florida played against Washington. If I can just tie the two together here for a second.
Well, they weren't ready.
I think they, any other team beyond that, I think they win. They fell right there with the Lightning. And that was it. Nothing less, nothing more.
Oh, Florida, Toronto would have been crack.
Oh, my God. Huh. Every game would have been 6-4.
Yeah, I believe
so. But on that note, I mean, like, I thought Campbell was really good.
Yeah, he played well.
Your guy?
Yeah, he played well.
Tough. All right, yep. Up next, Game 7s. Game and Game 1 series prices in the NBA. Don't forget, the NBA added this award. That means another thing to bet on.
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service, award-winning customer service, award-winning customer service, award-winning customer service.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over.
Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.